la 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 Sing the song you utter in the spirit and sing it in the spirit over one time behind me, repeating it behind me, and then you can turn around and repeat it in the spirit in words without singing it. Go over and over it until you come at complete rest in it. Are you ready? Everything is finished. Christ's works are done. Now he is resting. One with our Father, now has fulfilled the words of Isaiah. But
child Christ would become. The everlasting Father. Now the Holy Ghost has taken possession of each finished work of Jesus Christ and has glorified and preserved it and has placed it in my anointing inside. Listen to Jesus teaching this mystery now and explaining it to you. John, the 16th chapter, verses 13 through 15. And also 1 John, the 2nd chapter, verse 27. Howbeit when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine and shall show it unto you. All things that the Father hath are mine. Therefore said I that he shall take of mine and shall show it unto you a little while, and you shall not see me, and again a little while, and ye shall see me, because I go to the Father. 1 John, the 2nd chapter now, verse 27. But the anointing which you received of him abideth in you, and you need none that any man teach you, but as the same anointing teaches you all things and is truth and is no lie, and even as it hath taught you, you shall abide in him, in that anointing by uttering from inside. Thank you. And how the Holy Ghost has taken possession of each finished work of Jesus Christ, and has glorified and preserved it, and has placed it in my mind inside, so that I, yet not I but my Father, might impart each work of Christ to you by my confession and the anointing inside of the Holy Ghost that continually abides. Christ in the flesh, the creative word of my Father God, to be used to create in others his living word, Jesus Christ in their flesh, so that others in like manner might impart into the bodies of others Jesus Christ, pure blood, flesh, and bread, and make them also Jesus Christ in their flesh. Jesus Christ's blood, flesh, and bread that now has become my blood, flesh, and bread has turned into heavenly fire that burns and creates in the bodies of others. As I release Jesus Christ out of me and impart him into your body and life, he burns out all Satan and your flesh and leaves you also Jesus Christ in the flesh, making you a member of a new creation, a son or a daughter of your Father's fire, so that you may impart out to others, heal God's new creation in all the earth. Our Father's purpose in mankind is so plain, is with the fire of his creative word to burn and destroy your old Adam flesh and create you, Jesus Christ in the flesh. as it was in the days of Noah. All flesh has come up before God, and he has judged it none fit to live. His sentence of death now burned in all flesh. Your Father God now gave you a chance for your old flesh to be burned and destroyed in his love's fire. You received by faith or be destroyed by judgment fire. I now declare God's judgment upon you. I either burn and just destroy you with his love, or in obedience to my Father, I mark you with death and then burn you in his pit of fire. You'll either become his new creation, or else you will burn in his judgment fire. All your old flesh and workings of Satan, all the old creation burn in the second death. Revelation, the 20th chapter, verses 11 through 15. Listen closely. And I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life, and the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books, according to the words done in this life. and the sea gave up the dead, which were in Eden, and death and the grave delivered up the dead, which were in them, and they were judged, every man according to their words, the deeds that were done in their body while in this life. And death and the grave were cast into the lake of fire and brimstone. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone that burneth forever. And the earth was cleansed for the new creation. I received a commandment from a Father God to destroy you one way or the other, to sacrifice you in his love and grace fire, or sacrifice you in his judgment fire. Now listen to Revelation, the 19th chapter, verses 11 through 21. This is very important. You to receive this, then you'll be able to by faith submit and escape the judgment of God. And I saw heaven open, and behold a white horse, and he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True, and in righteousness he doth judge and make war. His eyes were as a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns, and he had a name written that no man knew but he himself, and he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. And the army which were in heaven followed him upon white horses, clothed in fine linen, white and clean, and out of his mouth with a sharp tone, that with it he should smite the nation, and he shall rule them with a rod of iron, and he treated the winepress of the fierceness and wrath of Almighty God. And he hath on his vesture and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. These things were written on his anointing and all in his body. And I saw an angel standing in the sun, and he cried with a loud voice, saying to all the fowls that fly in the midst of heaven, come and gather yourselves together unto the supper of the great Almighty Creator God, that ye may eat the flesh of kings and the flesh of captains and the flesh of mighty men and the flesh of horses and them that sit on them, and the flesh of all men, both free and bond, both small and great, must now be sacrificed. All flesh hath come up before God. And the king of the earth and their armies gathered together to make war against him that sat on the horse and against his army. And the beast was taken, and with him the false prophet that wrought miracles before him, with which he deceived them that had received the mark of the beast and them that worshipped him his image. And these both were cast alive into the lake of fire burning with brimstone. And the remnant slain with the sword of him that set up on the horse, which sword proceeded out of his mouth, and all the fowls were filled with their flesh. lest you don't know it, in case you've not heard, I'm the man-child of God, spoken of in His Word. He made me the father of a new creation, and gave me a commandment to destroy all flesh. In order that you receive knowledge of this revelation of Jesus Christ working through me and through the other flesh of other people, let me sing you some of the scriptures. You just open your mind and your heart. A simple faith. And hear the word of the Lord. And believe and confess it. Because you've already believed every word that proceeded forth out of the mouth of God. And just confess it right behind me so that you won't be trapped and not entering on in by faith to your place in God's new creation. Isaiah, the 66th chapter, verses 5 through 16. Isaiah, the 42nd chapter, verses 5 through 16. Hear thee the word of the Lord, ye that tremble at His word, your brethren that hated you, that cast you out for my namesake, said, let the Lord be glorified, but He shall appear to your joy, and they shall be ashamed. A voice of noise from the city, a voice from the temple, a voice of the Lord that renders recompense to His enemies before she prevailed. She brought forth before her pain came. She was delivered of a man-child who hath heard such a thing, who hath seen such things. Shall the earth be made to bring forth in one day, or shall a nation be born at once? Far as soon as thine prevailed, she brought forth her children, shall I bring to birth, and not cause to bring forth, saith the Lord, shall I cause to bring forth, and shut up the womb, saith thy God. Rejoice ye with Jerusalem, and be glad with her, all ye that love her. Rejoice for joy with her, all ye that mourn for her, that ye may sup and be satisfied with the breast of her. Come. flesh that ye may milk out and be delighted with the abundance of her glory. Thus saith the Lord, behold, I will extend peace to her like a river, a flowing stream. And the glory of the Gentiles like a flowing stream. And then shall ye suck, ye shall be born upon her side, and be dandled upon her knees. As one who his mother comforted, so will I comfort you, and ye shall be comforted in Jerusalem. And when ye see this, your heart shall rejoice, and your bones shall flourish like an herb, and the hand of the Lord shall be known towards his servants, and his indignation towards his enemies far. Behold, the Lord will come with fire and with his chariot like a whirlwind, to render his anger with fury and his rebuke with flames of fire. For by fire and by his sword will the Lord plead with all flesh, and the slain of the Lord shall be many, as he sacrifices the old earth. Lest you don't know it, in case you've not heard, I'm the man-child of God, spoken of in his word. He made me his father of a new creation, and gave a commandment to destroy all flesh. Now, so that you'll be without excuse, so that you can hear the word of the Lord and understand it, let's go to Isaiah, the 42nd chapter, and start with verse 5. Hear the word of the Lord. Thus saith God, the Lord, he that created the heavens and stretch them out. He that spread forth the earth and that which cometh out of it, and he that giveth breath unto the people upon it, and spirit to them that walk therein. I, the Lord, have called thee in righteousness, and will hold thine hand, and will keep thee, and give thee far a covenant of the people, and for the life of the Gentiles, to open the blind eyes, to bring out the prisoners from the prison, and them that sit in darkness out of the prison house. I am the Lord, that is my name, and my glory will I not give to another, neither my praise to graven images. Behold, the former things are come to pass, and new things do I declare. Before they spring forth, I tell you of them. Sing unto the Lord of their own, of the rock, sing out, let them shout from the top of the mountain, let them give glory unto the Lord, and declare his praise in the island. Lord shall go forth as a mighty man, and he shall stir up jealousy like a man of war, and he shall cry, yea, roar. He shall prevail against his enemies. I have long time holding my peace. I have been still and refrained myself. Now I will cry like a travailing woman. I will destroy and devour at once. I will make waves, mountains and hills, and dry up all herbs, and I will make the rivers islands, and I will dry up the pools, and I will bring the blind by way they knew not. I will lead them in paths that they have not known. I will make darkness light before them, and crooked things I will make straight. These things will I do unto them, and not forsake them. They shall be turned back, and they shall be greatly ashamed that trust in graven images, that say to the molten images, ye are God, hear ye deaf, and look ye blind, that ye may see who is blind but my servant. Are deaf as my messenger that I send. Who is blind as he that is perfect, and blind as the Lord's servant, seeing many things but thou observest none, opening the ears, but he heareth none. The Lord is well pleased for his righteousness' sake. He will magnify the law and make it honorable. But this is a people robbed and spoiled. They are all of them snared in holes, and they are hid in prison. They are far prey and none delivered, far a spoil, and none saith restored. Among you will give ear to this? Who will hearken and hear? For the time to come, who gave Jacob for a spoil, and Israel to the robbers? Did not the Lord, he against whom we have sinned, for they would not walk in his ways, neither were they obedient unto his law. Therefore he hath poured upon him the fury of his anger and strength of battle, and it has set him on fire round about. Yet he knew not, and it burned him, yet he not laid it to heart. For he rejoiced in that that he was destroying by the grace and the love of the Father, knowing that he was the man-child and his old flesh destroyed to bring forth the Father. Take this message, follow behind it, one time hum it over, and the next time go over it and sing it softly out of the Spirit, and the third time go over it and repeat it in words talking out of the Spirit until it's perfect and flowing out of you. Get this where you can be prepared to minister with me or with whoever I tell you to minister with. Because this is one of the revelations of God that must be given to the people in knowledge before they can ever come into an understanding. Hath been done. Everything is finished, Christ's works are done. Now he is resting, one with our Father. Now he's fulfilled the word of Isaiah. The child Christ would become the everlasting Father. Now the Holy Ghost has taken possession of each finished word of Jesus Christ and has glorified it and preserved it and has placed it inside my mind. John the 16th chapter, verses 13 through 16. Jesus speaking. Howbeit when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you all truth, for he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. Shall glorify me, I shall receive a mind and shall show it unto you. All things had the Father have a mind, therefore said I that he shall take of mine and shall show it unto you. A little while and you shall not see me, and again a little while and ye shall see me, because I go.
Father's fire, so
that you may impart out to others. Still God's new creation in all the earth. Everything is finished.
Everything is finished.
Christ's works are done.
Christ's works are done.
Now he is resting.
Now he is resting.
One with our Father.
One with our Father.
Now is fulfilled.
Now is fulfilled.
The words of Isaiah.
The words of Isaiah.
The child Christ would become.
The child Christ would become.
The everlasting Father.
The everlasting Father.
Now the Holy Ghost,
now the Holy Ghost
has taken possession,
has taken possession
of each finished word,
of each finished word
of Jesus Christ,
of Jesus Christ,
and has glorified,
and has glorified,
and preserved it,
and preserved it,
and has placed it,
and has placed it
in my anointing inside,
in my anointing inside.
Listen to the words of Jesus now, teaching this in John the 16th chapter, verse 13 through 15. And then again in 1 John the 2nd chapter, verse 27. Listen to it. Howbeit when he, the Spirit of truth is come,
the Spirit of truth is come,
he will guide you, into all truth.
Into all truth.
For he shall not speak.
For he shall not speak.
Of himself.
Of himself.
But whatsoever.
But whatsoever.
He shall hear.
He shall hear.
That shall he speak.
That shall he speak.
And he will show you.
And he will show you.
Things to come.
Things to come.
He will glorify me.
For he shall receive,
of mine, and shall show it,
unto you,
all things
that the Father hath,
are mine,
therefore said I.
That he shall take of mine,
and shall show it unto you,
because I shall become,
one with my Father.
Abideth in you,
and you need not
that any man dedicated to you.
Thank you.
Because what has the same?
What has the same?
Anointing and teaching.
Anointing and teaching.
You of all things.
You of all things.
And it's true.
And it's true.
And it's no lie.
And it's no lie.
And even as it has taught you.
And even as it has taught you.
Ye shall abide.
Ye shall abide.
In that anointing,
in that anointing,
that abideth inside,
that abideth inside.
Now the Holy Ghost,
now the Holy Ghost,
has taken possession,
has taken possession,
of these finished words,
of these finished words,
of Jesus Christ,
of Jesus Christ,
and has glorified,
and has glorified,
and preserved him,
and preserved him.
And has placed it,
and has placed it
in my anointing inside,
in my anointing inside,
so that I,
so that I,
yet not I but my Father,
yet not I but my Father,
might impart
each, might impart
each work of Christ to you,
work of Christ to you,
by my confession,
by my confession,
and the anointing inside,
and the anointing inside,
of the Holy Ghost,
of the Holy Ghost.
I have become Jesus Christ in the flesh.
Jesus Christ in the flesh.
The creative word.
The creative word.
Father God,
of my Father God,
to be you,
to be you,
to create in others,
to create in others,
his living word,
his living word,
Jesus Christ in their place,
and Jesus Christ in their place,
so that others, in like manner, might impart and do,
might impart and do,
the bodies of others,
the bodies of others.
Jesus Christ here,
Jesus Christ here,
blood, flesh, and breath,
and blood, flesh, and breath,
and make them also,
and make them also,
Jesus Christ in their flesh,
and Jesus Christ in their flesh.
Jesus Christ blood,
Jesus Christ blood,
flesh and breath,
flesh and breath,
that now have become,
that now have become,
my blood, flesh and breath,
my blood, flesh and breath,
has turned into,
has turned into,
heavenly fire,
heavenly fire,
that burns and creates,
that burns and creates,
in the body of others,
in the body of others.
Jesus Christ out of me, and imparting,
into
your body and life,
into your body and life.
He burns out,
all
Satan and your flesh,
all Satan and your flesh,
and leave you also,
and leave you also.
Jesus Christ in the flesh,
Jesus Christ in the flesh.
Making you a member of a new creation.
Of a new creation.
A son or a daughter.
A son or a daughter.
Of your father's fire.
Of your father's fire.
So that you may,
so that you may
impart out to others.
Impart out to others.
Build God's new creation.
Build God's new creation.
In all the earth.
In all the